From the sudden increase in volume, I would deduce that you've woken up. Good morning. You know, it's very impolite to not reply. It's also rather rude to shout so very loudly. Why shout? Really? I mean, you're shouting, the noise, the staggering volume. Part of the reason why you're here. I said good morning. If you are so inclined to be rude, I will just leave you here. In the dark. Alone. There you are. Isn't this so much better? Quiet. Calm. Orderly. Well, that was rather profane. But I can't deny that your use of language is colourful. And I am rather inclined to forgive you. For the situation you find yourself in is disconcerting. Well, I would hazard that it's disconcerting. I've never found myself in this position because I digress. Good morning. How are you feeling? How do I think you're feeling? Well, since I know the side effects of the drugs I gave you, I would suggest that you have a headache, slight nausea, slight numbness in the limbs, and confusion. And we're back to the colourful language. Are you finished? Sure? Good. Now, do you have any questions? I will not answer questions if you shout them. Politeness costs nothing. Well, a lack of politeness, well, it will cost you dearly. So, do you have any questions? Who am I? Really? That is so disappointing. Do you really not know me? I believe that your lack of acuity is down to the residual drugs in your system. Look at me. Focus. A flash of recognition. Yes. I'm the librarian. And back to colourful language. Done. I am patient, but you are wearing my patience very, very thin. Your next question. Where are you? You are in my private library. And you are very fortunate to be so. For no other person, apart from myself, has graced these hallowed halls. Your next question. Why? Well, darling, you are special. I knew it from the first moment I saw you in the library. The books you were reading. Your history. You are, of course, gorgeous. Stunning, sublime. But that is all surface. Beneath, oh, such wonders, a mind sharp. Interesting. You caught my eye, and I watched for you. At first, I thought you would only come to the library once a week. few times a month. But you came every day. I couldn't help but watch you become fascinated. And then you began to talk to me. Whispered words, questions, inquiries. You seduced me so surely with your words. Your questions, your queries, your jokes, terrible jokes, but I fell for you. And every day we would have our special time together in the silence. Smell of books. And you. Tick of the clock. Paradise. And then she came. She. The harpy, the banshee, your girlfriend. I would ask what you saw in her, but it's fairly obvious what you saw. She is pretty in a way. A cheap, tacky, tawdry. Where is she? Oh, darling, I would never bring her here. I would never sully my library with the likes of her. No, she is far away. I've saved you from her, from what she was doing to you. She was ruining you, ruining what we had. She was corrosive, poison. Don't you see? She was changing you. You became disrespectful. Whenever I looked to the two of you in the corner, you would be giggling. Loud, piercing giggles, disturbing the peace of the library. You would shout, laugh. She asked such ignorant questions. And then, when you left for the day, you just left the books there, scattered, like you didn't even care. Discarded without any respect, any regard. It broke my heart. But I thought it was just a one-time thing. But no. Every day for a week, she was there. And my paradise was turned into a hell. She was changing you, ruining you, and oh, it broke my heart. There were no more whispers. No more. Careful. Simmering passion. There was only laughter, shouting, disrespect. Until that day. That day when I could take it no more. I shushed you. I never thought I would have to do that, but I did. And you said no. That you're allowed to talk in the library. I looked at you and I didn't know you anymore. What happened to the sweet, respectful person I fell in love with? She happened. That harpy, that... banshee. I didn't plan it. I did not plan it. I don't regret it. I called you after the library shut, telling you that that book you wanted had come in, that rare tome. And you came without her. It was a sign. See? You're quiet now. Perfect. It was so easy. A drugged cup of tea, although how it broke my heart to do that. A discussion about books, and then you unconscious. And then I brought you here to my library. Cell. Oh, darling, this is not a cell. You are not a prisoner here. You have the world. You are free. In these books, oh, there is such freedom. And it will all be yours. Everything that I have will be yours. Once you learn to be respectful again. Oh. Darling, I wish I could believe you. I wish I could believe what you say, but I can't. Just look how you were shouting earlier. She has corrupted you. Changed you. But I know I can save you. You can be safe. And we have time. We have books. We have love. It will be how it was again. But now. Now we don't have to be so formal, so restrained. We can be passionate. We can be loving. We can be everything. In our library. It's not our library yet, but it will be. Now. Shh. It's time to sleep. This is her. This shouting, this pleading, this vulgarity. Oh. I will not stand for this. Shout. Shout as loudly as you want. No one will hear you here. Shout yourself until you're hoarse. I can't talk to you like this. I can't look at you like this. I love you too much. Enjoy the doll. I'll see you soon. I love you too much to let you go. I'll never let you go. I'll never let her corrupt you. Sleep well, my beloved.